This is a Wide World of Sports update, brought to you by BizCover.
Hello, I'm Jordan Tunbridge with the Wide World of Sports update. The McLaren of Lando Norris has set the pace in the opening practice for this weekend's Australian Formula One Grand Prix. Shane McInnes reports from Albert Park.
The McLaren team will take plenty of confidence out of the weekend's first practice session as Norris outpaced both Red Bull and Ferrari. There wasn't a lot in it though, with just 0.03 seconds separating the top four drivers, Norris, Max Verstappen, George Russell and Charles Leclerc in his Ferrari. Oscar Piastri was 10th fastest overall for the session in his McLaren, while Daniel Ricciardo was 11th fastest. The session though wasn't without incident. Williams driver Alexander Albon leaving much of his car strewn across the track after smashing into the wall, while Lewis Hamilton had issues with his Mercedes late in the session. At Albert Park, Shane McInnes, 9 News.
In the Sheffield Shield final, Tasmania won 4-17 at lunch on day 2 of play against Western Australia at the Wacker Ground. Earlier, WA was dismissed for 347 runs, Sam Whiteman top scoring with 104. Gold Coast coach Damien Hardwick has no doubt Collingwood will bounce back from a miserable start to their premiership defence. The triple premiership coach says it's too early to judge the Magpies, whose latest loss came against the Saints last night.
You know, you're probably after 10 to 12 rounds you get a better understanding about where sides are placed. So, look, although Collingwood now are 0-3, they're a really, really good side and they'll bounce back, I've got no doubt. And, look, Brisbane are exactly the same. Sometimes things don't go your way, but sides that are good generally find a way to win and they'll come back.
Tonight, the Adelaide Crows will be chasing their first win of the season when they host the Geelong Cats at the Adelaide Oval. In the NRL, the Roosters and the Rabbitohs will reignite their rivalry tonight with a blockbuster match at the Sydney Football Stadium. The Rabbitohs are coming off consecutive losses against the Sea Eagles and Broncos to start the season, but Roosters coach Trent Robinson says they haven't been paying attention to the wins column.
They had periods in both games where they looked really strong. And so sort of our preparation for that has been, you know, so understanding why those periods came about and then also how to nullify them.
Well, it hasn't been a good day for the Australians at the Miami Tennis Open with just 1 of 4 advancing. Craig Gabriel reports.
Alexei Poprin was the exception. Having pulled out of Indian Wells last week with an injury, Poprin has rebounded to beat Argentine Facundo Diaz Acosta 6-2-6-2 and will next play in-form Czech Yuri Lehechka for the first time. Losing today were Alexander Vukic, Darius Saville and qualifier Adam Walton in his Masters 1000 debut. But he put up a good effort against Felix Onger Eliassime on the stadium court. Tomorrow, Chris O'Connell and Storm Hunter play, but the weather may be living up to Storm Hunter's name. Craig Gabriel, Miami, 9 News.
Sydney FC women's team needs just 2 wins from their final 3 games to claim a 4th Premier's plate on the trot. The feat hasn't been achieved in men's or women's A-League history. Sky Blues forward Courtney Vine says she's just focused on Sunday's clash with Adelaide.
I don't look at it like this game is going to be the Premiership winning game and there's so much pressure, 4th Premiership, history making. That's all in the background. I think all I focus on is we first Adelaide this weekend. We need to win.
And in the NBA, the Wizards have defeated the Kings 109-102. Wins also for the Rockets over the Bulls 127-117 and the Bucks against the Nets 115-108. I'm Jordan Tunbridge and that's the latest in sport from the 9 News team.